We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Somebody came to me some time ago and said, Brother Hagin, and we've heard all of these foolish sayings through the many years. I heard them when I was yet a young Baptist boy preaching. When I first got started. They said, you know, that, and like I said, I heard this way back there then, you still hear it, that somebody down seeking God and that they spoke in tongues and that folks said, well, that's the Holy Ghost, but that there's some missionary there and he understood the language, and they said this person was actually cursing in another language, cursing God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I want you to notice this. God so loved the world, we know that. We've quoted that, John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is God's gift to the world. Now, you know, we have wide variety of teaching in the church world as a whole on this subject. Now, there are those on one side of the fence that said, well, if you're saved, if you're born again, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's all the Holy Ghost there is. You don't need to seek for any more. But that isn't true. You see, if you were born again, you do know the Holy Spirit. You became acquainted with Him in the new birth. And certainly you know Him. But that's not all the Holy Spirit there is. You know, Jesus uses water as a type of the Holy Spirit. And just because you've had one glass of water is no sign that that's all the water there is in the world. Or even all the water you need. You need to keep drinking water till you get full. And Jesus uses water as a type of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. And so you can keep drinking of the Spirit till you get full. Praise God. Just because you've had some experience in the Spirit doesn't mean that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Keep on drinking till you get full. Well, now someone said, how can you tell when you get full? You'll begin to speak with other tongues like they did on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Then on the other side of the ledger, or on the other side of the road, so to speak, there are those that say that no one's really saved unless they are baptized with the Holy Ghost or filled with the Holy Ghost and have spoken with other tongues. But you see, that won't bear up under scriptural examination, because Jesus said here to His disciples, I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you or give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Amen. So He said the world cannot receive what He's talking about here. Is that correct? You know, it's the most dangerous thing in the world, actually, to put the sinners down seeking the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the most dangerous thing in the world.
Amen.
Because, you see, they don't know which spirit is what. Or what spirit's which. Either way you want to say it, I guess. They don't know. And they may just yield to the wrong spirit. And you know there's more than one spirit out there.
Amen.
But when you know the Lord Jesus, when God the Father becomes your Father in the new birth, when you ask Him, you're not going to get the wrong spirit. You can't. For if you could, then the Lord Jesus Christ told a lie. Somebody came to me some time ago and said, Brother Hagin, and we've heard all of these foolish sayings through the many years. I heard them when I was yet a young Baptist boy preaching. I first got started. They said, you know, that, and like I said, I heard this way back there then, you still hear it, that somebody down seeking God and that they spoke in tongues and the folks said, well, that's the Holy Ghost, but that there's some missionary there and he understood the language, and they said this person was actually cursing in another language, cursing God. Person came to me and said that to me. I said, who told that? They said, why? I said, whoever it is lied. Even if it's you, you're a liar.
Praise the Lord.
They looked at me, you know. Well, they said, a preacher told it. I said, he's a liar. He's a liar. Don't mind telling you, he's a liar.
Sure is.
I said, he's a liar. Now, in the first place, I said, were you there? Oh, no, no, they said I wasn't there. Well, do you really know anybody who was there? No, I don't know anybody who was there. But this preacher told it, and someone else told him. Oh, yeah, I said. Well, I said, I'll inform you that I heard that way on back yonder when I was just a Baptist boy preacher. But if a person who is a Christian, who's a real child of God, was seeking God and got an evil spirit, then Jesus Christ has become a partner to a lie.
Yes, that's right.
I said, he said they couldn't. Right there in Luke, I've already quoted it to you.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I'd rather accuse preachers or men or anybody else of being a liar except Jesus, hadn't you?
Yes.
In fact, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. But now, wait a minute. It's another problem entirely when a rank sinner who's never been saved comes, someone tries to get him to seek the Holy Ghost. That's a different story. He could get a wrong spirit.
Amen.
I've been there. I know. I've seen folks do it. I mean, after they had. I wouldn't have permitted it in my meetings, but I was holding a meeting in a certain place, and I knew in my spirit. I sensed in my spirit. I perceived that a certain woman in this prayer line and line to be filled with the Holy Ghost had an evil spirit in her. And so when she stood before me, because we just lined folks up, and I sat in the chair on the platform and laid hands on them as they went by to pray for the healing and pray for them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And as she came by, as I laid hands on her, I said to her, are you a Christian? She said, I am. Why, she said, I've even got the Holy Ghost. You only hear me talking tongues? And she started rattling off something. But it wasn't tongues. It was just sort of a gibberish. It wasn't tongues. I knew it wasn't tongues. But you know, thank God, we're not left in the dark. It scares some people to death, you know, for you talk about demons or evil spirits, they just get all scared to death. But you don't have to be scared if you can read. Just read your Bible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just read your Bible.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us every spirit that confesses not that Christ has come in the flesh is Antichrist. Now, you see, you could have dealt with this woman some other time other than when this was in manifestation, and she could have said out of her mind, Christ is come in the flesh. But you see, you had to do it while this spirit in her is in manifestation. And so I said, say this prayer after me, sister. And I started praying, and I said, Heavenly Father. And she followed me and said, Heavenly Father. And then I said, I acknowledge that you are God. And she said, I acknowledge that you are God. And then I said, and the Lord Jesus Christ is your Son, and he is come in the flesh. And she said, didn't say the Lord Jesus. She said, and Jesus Christ is not your Son, and he's not come in the flesh. Well, now that's quite obvious. That's not the right spirit, isn't it? But you see, this woman had gone around those who said, you're not really saved unless you're filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke with tongues. And they put her as a sinner down seeking the Holy Ghost, and she came up with the wrong spirit.
Amen.
Finally, she said to me, something here on the inside of me, it was in her spirit, won't let me say what you said. I said, I know it. You want to be free? She said, I do. Thank God we cast that spirit out of her. And before the night was over, she was speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Praise the Lord, as the Holy Ghost gives us. And so it is a dangerous thing for sinners to seek to be filled with the Spirit. They need to be saved first.
Amen.
You need to be made a new creature in Christ Jesus first.
Amen.
Then you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the text that we've read this afternoon, Paul is writing a letter to believers. Now, someone came to me and said, I'm a Christian, and I've already got the Holy Ghost. Well, said Paul, said, right to the church at Corinth, said, what, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And they said to me here about the scripture in 2 Corinthians, and so I've already got the Holy Ghost, what do I need to be seeking the Holy Ghost? I said, have you spoken another tongue? Oh, no, I don't need to, I've got the Holy Ghost. Well, I said, the people Paul was writing to spoke with other tongues.
Amen.
They spoke with other tongues. Read the whole letter, 1 Corinthians. The whole letter. They all talked in tongues so much when they came to church, it seemed that they all wanted to speak with tongues at once. And they all couldn't speak with tongues. Because if you'd just care to turn over to this 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians, just turn right over to the 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians, I'll read you something. First Corinthians, the 14th chapter. Now notice, 23rd verse. If therefore the whole church be come together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? You see, if everybody's talking in tongues, and that's all they did. In fact, in this service, if everybody here, all of us was talking in tongues at once, no interpretation, no nothing, all of us, that's all we did, and unlearned people came in, that is unlearned in scriptural things, or unbelievers came in, they'd think we're all crazy.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
winter Bible
so
seminar.
Excited.
It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes.
On Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m., but on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m., and then a 7:30 p.m.
service.
7 p.m. service.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, the world is coming home. All a lot of the graduates from
all over the world.
Yes.
300 and something out of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night. It's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music, and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.